I'm already recording.
Okay, I'm gonna start recording now. Hopefully my audio is good. I can always.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, we should do the clap thing.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Oh man, we're so good at this now.
They didn't really sync up for me, but that's okay.
For me it was perfect, like our podcast, which is really good.
Yeah, it's super good.
You know, a lot of people have been telling me, like, they've been pumping reviews on iTunes, and they're like, giving us 5 out of 5 stars, and people keep thinking we're, like, the new, I don't know, like, new...
Serial?
Yeah, they think we're the new Serial, or, like, the new Arcade Fire record. I'm like, come on, guys. Calm down, you hipster pieces of shit. You hipsters out there, you're allowed to listen, but I'm not going to be happy about
it. You and your skinny jeans? You can't eat that much pizza if you're wearing them skinny jeans.
Yeah, if you may have that thin crust, like, hipster pizza, and you got, like, clothes on it.
Like, oh, I folded it. I'm from New York.
Oh, it's a dessert pizza. It's got eggs on it. Guess what?
Maybe. Nah.
Yeah.
That ain't za.
Yeah, but it's been the holiday season. Not been eating, you know, I have not been eating exclusively pizza pie. I've been eating a lot of other pies, too.
What other kind of pies?
Pumpkin pies, pecan pies.
Ooh, pecan do not like.
What?
What the fuck is that stuff in a pecan pie? You got pecans, and then you got, like, gel.
It's corn syrup. It's corn syrup, sugar, and butter. That may be...
That's fucked up.
That's pretty good. Well, you're fucked up. Listen, I'm from the deep... I have the heart of the heartland of America deep in my heart itself. That's because I have a lot of oil and fat in my heart. I'm going to die.
Yeah, you physically have the heartland of America in that you have a lot of... Like high fructose corn syrup just sitting in your stomach right now.
Yeah, I make sushi that uses greens instead of nari. It's kind of weird, right?
And I don't know what the fuck that is. Anything you've just said.
Greens. I don't know. I'm trying to keep it
like the color, like Sonic colors.
I love the Atlanta sound. I love Outkast.
Yeah, they're good.
Other. Oh gosh, why am I forgetting all the? I'm embarrassing myself. Alan, save me.
You really are. Yeah, Outkast. T.I. Atlanta. Yeah. I don't really know any other guys out of Atlanta except for Outkast.
Yeah. Hey, Outkast. Andre 3000, the closest we'll ever get to a human Sonic the Hedgehog. Just throwing out there now.
Basically, big yeah.
Boy,
he's pretty
almost
big
human
boy's Knuckles.
Knuckles.
Big. Yeah, he's basically Knuckles.
Next time you see him, just say, "Hey, human Knuckles," and he'll wink.
And then wink.
A weird track with the Dirty Projectors. What is the weird fucked up indie band?
What?
Yeah, he had a lot.
You're the expert on weird fucked up indie bands. It's especially fucked up. So
yeah, that's true. Big Boy. Yeah. Big Boy had a lot of like indie acts on his last record that came out in 2012. Like the Dirty Projectors were on there.
Yeah, I don't listen to his independent stuff.
Speaking of independent stuff, you're listening to the #1 independent Sonic podcast. No corporate
advertisers. Oh, we already started the show?
Here. And we have started the show. We clapped already.
Shit. And- Fuck. God damn it. I thought we were just bullshitting about Outkast. God damn.
You're the Outkast.
What do you
here,
think?
Buddy.
What do you think Sonic's favorite Outkast album would be?
Atlanteans? Oh my god.
Atlanteans? No, I think it'd be Stankonia.
Atlanteans? Oh my god.
Atlanteans. Shit.
White guy here, baby. Listen.
I think it'd be Stankonia.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You think he'd
Or do you think
hits?
It'd be... Or do you think he'd go speaker box Love Below?
No.
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 I think that...
I think he agrees with the politics of Bombs Over Baghdad, but I think he's a little... I think he's a little... Sonic is a... Listen, I love Sonic. Great guy. He likes... He's a little pretentious when it comes to some of this stuff.
Oh, you think you'd go with Aquamini or whatever?
I was the fastest in knowing this.
Oh. Huh.
Nah, I mean, like, listen. You can be a really great person and still have a little, some annoying quirks. You know?
I mean, he likes an Outkast album, so that's great. Any one of them. I don't care what it is.
Listen.
They're a good band.
Rap group. I don't...
Rap group band. I call them whatever. I think they're a multimedia
they're
experience.
They're a band of warriors, much like Sonic's bands of warriors.
Exactly.
Just like,
Chaotix.
Chaotix is a band. He did play the guitar with a ninja instrument.
That did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A ninja knife, which is a murder instrument, and also a guitar.
Why did they call it a ninja knife? Don't they have another, isn't there a better name for
kunai.
That?
It's kunai. Come on.
That's what I'm thinking.
Don't
yeah, it's a thing that,
spot.
Like, the guy from Persona throws. It's a thing that kind of looks like a butt plug.
Yeah. Hey. Kids out there, kunais, not butt plugs. Don't listen to Alan here.
Don't. That's the
listen,
Naruto.
Thing. I don't like to keep this podcast blue, but sometimes you gotta get personal. That's what
I like keeping it blue because it's a Sonic podcast, baby.
That's true. I don't like keeping it bass, but I do love the bass on a good rapping music track. So
yeah,
rapping. Speaking of rapping, Quillheads talk shop personally.
What have you been unwrapping, Russ?
I've been unwrapping big presents.
Yeah.
First things first. I gotta say, Alan, I got one of your Kickstarted Sally Beach Queens.
You did?
Part of it had melted. It seems to have been gone under the Arizona sun, so it's like a deformed monstrosity right now. But it kind of looks like lava second form from Chrono Trigger, so I think it kind of
That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, I think you might have ordered the wrong one. You might have actually ordered my Chrono Trigger Beach Queen. And there's two of them up there. You might have picked the wrong backer reward. You might want to double check with that.
You mean friend reward, because you gave it to me for Christmas.
Whatever.
Why, Alan? Guys, Alan keeps me at arm's length. I'm trying to be this guy's friend, and he just sees me as a business partner. And it's a little annoying.
I'm Sundere. Knuckles. Same thing.
He's also kind of a fool, because I sent him a giant pizza laced with gold, and he ate it with the gold on it for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, I got two other pizzas that were laced with frankincense and myrrh, so I had to.
It was a little drippy, I'm not going to lie. I also ordered those for him. And it was a drippy myrrh pizza, but it didn't look so bad. I mean,
Round table pizza,
and you're going to get a pizza just as drippy, but with grease.
Yeah. Isn't myrrh like a type of grease or some sort of weird essential oil?
It's made out of some desert animal fat, so.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, instead of being a terrestrial, like, green landscape animal, it's going to be some weird, like, fat from an animal that, like, is beautiful and has survived in the wilderness for, like, a century.
Like a horse, like a beautiful horse?
Like a beautiful horse, a Saharan horse with big, strong
beautiful
legs.
Horse grease. Yeah.
So, you know, how was the frankincense stuff? I think
it was aromatic. I think it might have overpowered it a little bit too much, but I mean, it was okay. Well, I give it 3 out of 5.
Alan, I'm not going to lie to you. I did not actually order frankincense. I made a mistake. So, you know how people used to eat mummies for medicinal purposes?
Yeah, I heard that on a podcast.
Well,
yes.
I that was grinded up Frankenstein.
Oh no.
Medicinal Frankenstein.
Wait. Was it grinded up Frankenstein or Frankenstein's monster? I need to know.
No.
Was I eating a dead guy or a double dead
Things
guy?
Things have changed. There's a little movie called I Frankenstein, my friend.
So was it you then, if you were Frankenstein? I'm confused.
No, it's Aaron Eckhart. It's grinded up Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with that then.
So
I know Aaron Eckhart's really into vor, so he would probably be okay if I ate part of him.
At least he wasn't in the war, which we shouldn't be thinking of this holiday season.
No. Sonic wouldn't want us to.
But
he fought for our rights and for us to not worry about war during this special time.
In the air. Thank you for saving the holidays from the Krampus invasion of 1996.
And from Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, man.
All the time.
So
I got, you can see it right now, Russ. What am I wearing?
Oh, man. Let's rub them together.
Let's rub them together. Mm.
This is weirdly sexual.
Weirdly? I don't know about that.
Well, it is sexual. We can agree on this.
Yeah. But I got a Sonic hat, everybody. I got it.
Oh, man.
Finally. My brother hooked me up with one. I've been asking Russ for years, but he was too... I don't know.
Well, listen. I kind of always like, hey, if you're going to be my friend, Sonic hat for you, bud. And he kind of kept me at arm's length. He wouldn't even send me the free Beach Queen. I had to back him.
Look, those Beach Queens, I spent a lot of R&D money getting those Beach Queens right. I can't just be giving them out here, Russ. This is my bread and butter. And by butter, I mean the lube that I included with it that scented like butter.
Food lube.
Yeah, the food
lube.
It's actually just Domino's garlic butter that I include with the Beach Queen.
How did the Frankenstein taste with the food lube?
I think I actually could have used a little bit more food lube. I was a little bit sparing on it because I didn't want to overpower it too much.
How was it? Those fucks at
the Frankenstein store?
Yeah, Domino's. I love those guys, and I would have ordered a Frankenstein pizza through them, but they have something against, like, human body, like serving human body or something.
I don't understand. It's a weird taboo. It's 2014. Come on.
And I get it. You know, there's sensitive people out there. So I had to go to one of the more fucked up pizza places. It was,
You put it in an unmarked box, so I'm not sure exactly what kind of pizza it was. There was a distinct lack of robust sauce, so I knew it wasn't Domino's right off the bat.
They have to make it off of international waters.
So you had them make this in like a sort of like an oil rig or like a boat somewhere.
If the Coast Guard catches you with it, you may be tried and put on prison. I mean, taken to prison.
Yeah. To ocean prison?
Ocean prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put you on that big garbage island and you have to live there for a year. And if you defeat the sea wolves, you can come back to Earth.
Can we send the people that made Sonic Boom to the garbage island?
That's where they came out from.
I think that's where the TV show is broadcast from every week.
Yeah. It's like
the garbage is turned sentient and is just pumping this out as like a scream.
It's like that
scream for help.
It's like that weird Russian signal that pumps out, you know, for like years on end. It only changes once a year, and that's the Sonic Boom. I think we've made this joke before.
I don't think we've made a lot of jokes about Sonic Boom and garbage islands and Russian number stations.
Has anybody been watching that weird Russian sound that like plays out, like that Americans can pick up, but we can't tell what it is? Has anybody noticed it changes whenever Sonic Boom is broadcasting?
I print out the waveforms and it was just a picture of Eggman's mustache.
And has anybody noticed every time I watch Sonic Boom in my area, that weird guy wearing the, that weird mask for, oh my god, what's the old TV mascot?
Max Headroom.
The guy wearing the Max Headroom mask, he comes on and tells me stop watching Sonic Boom.
I wish Max Headroom would stop me. I've been watching it this whole time and he doesn't come and stop me.
I'm lying, I didn't watch Sonic Boom. I just wanted to have a timely reference. Or,
thanks, Russ. For a second, I thought I had another person in the world that was watching this with me.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm the only one.
It's my personal hell.
I'm a quirky guy.
Yeah, you are.
I love making people laugh and have a good time.
You're a storyteller.
I'm a storyteller. This hat, though, Alan, it's really rocking. It actually, like, grooves into your personal style really well.
Yeah, I'm not usually a hat guy. I love having my luscious locks just flowing in the breeze. But I think this hat really, really meshes with my personality, my tude.
And your hair. And
my hair.
It's combined with your hair, like much as has
mine. It literally meshes with my hair.
It's almost as if you were born to wear it.
Yeah, it fits perfectly on my skull. It's beautiful.
Okay. It's great. I mean, it must have helped you in the dark time we've been having. Yeah.
Yeah. A bright light in this dark and trying time, I think there. If you guys aren't up on it, there is a beautiful anime about Sega consoles.
As beautiful girls, high school. Beautiful women. Listen, I love my girlfriend. Can I have a moment here to talk about my girlfriend?
Of course,
Kelsey,
always.
I love you, baby. You're my number one. You're my bright and shining star. There's a number two out there, though, and I cannot deny her name is the Sega Saturn. She is a beautiful priestess of all that's good and fair. And the Sega Saturn didn't even have a really good Sonic game on it. Think about that.
No, it didn't.
It has raised.
What did it have? I'm forgetting. I don't have my catalog
Sonic
in front of me.
Sonic 3D Blast, but a better port. Not a great game. I mean, it's a great game. Don't get me wrong. It's better than any of this Mario 64 bullshit. I don't know.
But obviously, it's better than anything Nintendo's made in like the last 50 years.
And then they had like game collection of just all the old Sonic games, and had a little 3D portion of Sonic that you could run around in, but wasn't a real game.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, well, it's better than nothing.
But Sega
Saturn, any Sonic's better than no Sonic as long as it's not Sonic Boom.
No, true. I mean, that's better than any shit that's on the Xbox One, nerds.
Yeah, Xbox One. Maybe you should get a bigger number, hey, dummies.
Xbox One is like 1 inch off the planet because that's like how, you know, like I'm up in the space in stars with the Saturn. And the
Dreamcast, I'm in the dream world.
Yeah, he's in the dream curled girl. Yeah.
Dreamcast is my dream girl,
dream
if that's
girl.
What you mean.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Listen, that is Alan's number one, the Dreamcast. He loves it.
Of course.
But it stinks because we saw our dear friends, our dear little console girlfriends. Well, should I spoil it?
I think you should go ahead and spoil it, I guess, because it was inevitable. I can't believe I saw it.
Listen to the show besides Seiha Girl fans. Come on.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, if you're a true Quillhead like us, you've been watching this since the very beginning.
If you're a Quillhead like us, you've had your hat on, watching, eyes wide open, soaking in every detail, pausing.
Yeah.
Pausing.
Pausing, examining all the hidden references.
Did you see the hidden reference that says Dreamcast 2 2015? Wink, wink.
Yeah, in the credits. Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was just the fourth episode. That wasn't even the juiciest secret. I don't even want to spoil some of those secrets I found.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
The finale.
The finale. Our beloved Seiya girls, they transformed into the hopes and dreams of all the small children.
Yeah, they transformed into, well, really the consoles, but those consoles, I think, personify or consolify the hopes and dreams of humanity.
I thought you were going to bring up Persona again.
No, not Persona. That's a godless series.
It's a godless series. Real Christians don't play Persona, I don't think.
No, no, no. There's a Devil Survivor? Shin Megami Tensei? No way.
No way.
You put a gun to your head?
Real Christians, real Christians play a little game called Shadow the Hedgehog.
See, he has a gun, but he doesn't put it to his head. He put it to Dr. Eggman's
head. And then shoots him in cold blood because he's a robot. Or not.
Yeah, well, except Eggman was fucking with him the whole time and just told him he was
Eggman,
a robot.
Eggman, you fucker! Why don't you face Shadow like a real man?
He got his comeuppance, though. He got a bolt to his dome. Fuck. You don't fuck around with Shadow.
I like to imagine when you shoot his head, if you shot his head with a gun, which I think about often.
Yeah.
I imagine, like, egg yolk comes out. That'd be fun.
See, what I do is I put mustaches and little tiny glasses on I buy eggs, like a dozen each week, and I draw little mustaches and put, like, glasses on them, and I just get a gun and just go crazy on them.
That's
I just shoot them all up.
That's a lot of fun. That's a fun idea.
That's a fun idea.
If
that's
you're
a good
kid bored this holiday season, buy a gun, take some eggs out, put some Eggman faces on them, and shoot them with the gun. Not
shoot
the
that
kid,
motherfucker.
Not put the eggs.
Yeah, now don't shoot your kid. Have your kid shoot Eggman.
So what we're saying here is watch Seiha, High School Seiha Girls, great anime. Hey,
great anime.
If I have to hear about Cowboy Bebop one more time.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop. Listen, what the hell's a Bebop?
Why don't you listen to a Beep Boop, the Beep Boop of the Genesis?
Yeah, listen to that beautiful starting chime when you turn it in any Sega console.
Oh, you're making me tear up.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Listen to the Fatal Fury music. Or
did you catch the...
Sorry.
Ross, I knew you catch... I know you caught it, but I want to know if our listeners caught a cameo by our hero, our personal hero, and great
raise
close
your hands
friend.
In the air. Raise your hands in the air, baby.
Yeah, Yuji Naka, he was on there.
He's a knocking on your door. He's the Yuji Naka.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wish that his wrestling career... his wrestling career actually caught on when he was like, I'm going to Naka you down.
I thought you were going to make, do you smell what the Rock is cooking? Except do you smell what Naka's cooking?
Well, he tried, but, you know, copyright's a lot more loosey-goosey in Japan, but, like, when you get to America.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why the Rock partially owns part of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I always thought he would be a good... aside from Big Boy, I always thought he would be a good humanized Knuckles.
Yeah, that's true. He actually went to France to try to track down whoever got the rights for Sonic Boom and wrestle them into the ground.
He's a beautiful man, and I support him in every endeavor as long as it's supporting Sonic.
I send him a food pack. I send him some fruit roll-up, so when he's out there in France fighting the good fight, love
he needs that vital energy.
Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, he goes in the Sonic the Hedgehog Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we love you. John Cena, you're in there too.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll let it.
John Cena's kind of like Espio because you can't see him. Because Espio's like a chameleon. Think about it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
And also remember that one time Espio wore those jorts?
Yeah, that's true. John Cena,
though, cool.
Noted Gex fan, so
I'm okay. I'm okay with Gex. It's fine. Yeah. Just don't even pretend it's Sonic.
No. Of course not. If you do. No. Speaking of not pretending, we have not talked up pizza lately, and you know, there's somebody that we need to defend their throne. It's a little segment we call Domino's Goes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're big Domino's fans, and we're not going to be talking a lot of Domino's this week. We haven't been able to catch up. The holiday season makes it busy.
Nah, busy. The hustle and bustle. You know how it is.
You know, I usually get my Parmesan poppers to eat, but this year I strung them up on my tree like popcorn.
Yeah, that's what I do. I got some of those chicken,
and then you
the
claimed
select
it was
chicken.
Your own idea at the holiday party.
I got some chicken selects and did the same thing.
Wow.
Have you had those, by the way? Those are really good.
No, I haven't. Alan, every year steals my great, great ideas, but
yeah, see, it, no, my bad. I call it, instead of chicken selects, it's specialty chicken. Yeah. I was getting it mixed up with the bullshit chicken at McDonald's. This is not bullshit. This is beautiful chicken, and what they do is, they pour sauce and cheese on top of it, and then basically make a pizza out of chicken. Mm. It's some crazy food alchemy.
That's food tech.
That's some good food tech.
That's what Domino's brings to the table, is food tech. But we need to talk about food tech that exists outside of the bubble of Domino's. Because if you...
Yeah.
We can't lag behind. We went local bit. But that's rustic. We're looking at high-flung, far-future ideas.
Out of the park. Yeah. So, once again, I'm on the road again this week. Instead of... Last week, I ate that, you know, that stromboli from a weird, unspecified government cafeteria. And it was pretty good. This week, I took a trip to West Virginia, and I stopped by Hillbilly Hot Dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. So...
Drink any Mountain Dew while you were there?
I didn't actually have any Mountain...
By the way. You fucking gamers steal everything from hillbillies. Racism?
You have to appropriate everybody's sexism? Culture, gamers.
Yeah. Come on, gamers. What the fuck? Leave something to the hillbillies. At least leave meth.
Something. I mean, you can have the Doritos, I guess, but that really belongs to Taco Bell. So... I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
The proud Taco Bellians who founded this nation.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think Sonic would like Taco Bell? Like, if he wasn't always eating at Domino's, do you think he would go to Taco Bell?
If they made a chili dog
They make a Mexican burrito. Pizza there.
If they had a chili dog burrito where it was just one of their bean burritos, but with a hot dog in the middle, they'd probably be into it. Speaking of a hot dog in the middle, you're telling me there's a hot dog that's also a pizza?
Yeah, so Hillbilly Hot Dogs, God bless them, they have a variety of different hot dogs. And aside from the two chili dogs I ate, because, you know me, as a quillhead, I gotta go eat a chili dog at every hot dog restaurant. I also tried out their pizza dog. So do you want to know what the loadout was on this pizza dog?
Give me a loadout, baby.
Okay, so you had a hot dog. I don't believe this one was deep fried like the other hot dogs were. A lot of their hot dogs there, the wiener, the... I don't want to get crude here, but the wiener or the meat part of it.
I said I don't like keeping this podcast base. I like it blue, not base.
Okay, so blue. Okay, so the dick part of the hot dog.
Thank you.
Yes, that part on some of them was fried, but I don't think on the pizza one it was fried. It was just a normal hot dog, bun, some sort of marinara or red sauce of some type.
Robust?
It was pretty robust. I believe it was probably just ragu. Ooh. It's hard to tell. I think they might have added something to it, like a little special hillbilly magic. I don't know.
Ragu is one of my favorite goos, so keep it up, Ragu.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as far as goo goes, it's okay.
Just don't face any sentient ragus.
No.
They'll eat you.
Yeah. So it had this ragu or whatever it was. I think they might have added a little bit of artesian spices to it because it tasted a little bit off. My palate was like something. This isn't a store bought ragu.
They modified the formula.
I think they modded the ragu.
It's on the Steam Workshop.
This is some homebrew ragu.
Yeah, this is the Deep South. They like playing around with their recipes some.
Yeah, but anyway, it had that. It had some assorted cheeses. I think there was some mozzarella on there.
Do you have a pecan pie hot dog for a weirdo like me?
No weirdos like you. If they do have a spigot out back that just pours just liquid corn syrup, and you can just put your stupid mouth on it if you want and just drink it.
Oh, man.
So they've got that.
That's not funny. You're hurting my feelings again. Just because I
this is the part of the episode where I hurt Russ's feelings. We have to do this once a week.
What do I do to you?
I don't know, but we've been doing this. This is a running thread in our show. Is I hurt your feelings once a week.
We have the same hat now.
I know. We have to differentiate. I'm the edgy one.
You're the mean one. Oh, you're the shadow of the hedgehog of the group.
Yeah, I thought it was the Knuckles.
You always got to keep chaos control over us. Come on.
Okay. Anyway, let me just finish my fucking.
This is Hogcast and Knuckles. This is not Hogcast and Knuckles. It's just Hogcast.
So I have to be a hog. Can I be Scourge? No, never mind. I can't be anti-Sonic.
Looks out for the camera. Hey, studio audience. This is...
Okay, I don't know where we're going.
Story, you little...
Let me finish the fucking hot dog loadout. Okay. So, cheese. Mozzarella? I don't know. Had something on that. Then, here's the twist. Deep-fried pepperonis.
Excusez-moi?
Pepperonis, deep-fried, layered on top.
Mm. I don't. Yeah. Are they crispified?
Oh yeah, they're crispy. They're crunchy. They're cooked to perfection, I would say.
Like this is
they had a crunch similar to like a potato chip almost.
Cured meat. Just say immaculate healing meat at this point.
Yeah, it was a beautiful loadout. I thought it was pretty good. I was amazed that they were able to create something so intricate, so layered in complexity out of just a few ingredients. Some beautiful hillbilly artisans out there throwing together this beautiful hot dog. The chili dogs I had, also great. So, highly recommend it.
Was I just listening to like some like New York Times writing?
I was just reading it from my New York Times think piece.
Alan, I told you about how to use your content. Don't your written content.
I gotta leverage my brand, Ross. Print, it's 2014.
Print is bigger than ever. Podcasting has to struggle in the fight.
I'm sorry.
Okay, whatever. I know everybody.
This is a multimedia podcast.
We also sell a subscription magazine where we just put in pictures of pizza and then write about Sonic over them.
Yeah, we have a fanzine if you want to subscribe to that. We have an app.
We have Art Spiegelman doing cartoons for us.
Yeah. We also have Ralph Bakshi making a cartoon.
Yes, yes. And Robert Crumb has nothing to do with this, so don't worry.
No, he can fuck off.
you perverts. Do you think Robert Crumb, yeah, like, actively enjoyed Seaman? That's not...
I think he had to. He had to, right? He made it, right? Didn't he?
He loved it. He was like, Nimoy, you crusty fuck.
Nimoy, let me see your dick.
That's all weirdo perverts. That's
as weird as I heard it was.
I mean, Nimoy does live in your bathroom still, right?
Yeah, he has a weird dick. Yeah. We've discussed this
just
before.
Just like Knuckles and his echidna dick, but...
Don't talk about Knuckles' dick.
Knuckles is cool with it. I chatted with him at a party recently. I met Big Boy, sorry. Oh my god. Get him...
Shit, okay. Let me tell me more about Big Boy's dick, because I want to hear about it.
No.
I'm all about rappers' dicks, between Drake's weird dick... And Big Boy's apparently a kid to
dick. This is dick cry or something?
depending on who you ask, Drake has a weird dick.
What happened? Did he actually get shot in that Degrassi episode and it grazed his dick?
I think his dick has a wheelchair.
A little wheelchair.
He has to wheel it around.
He was so deep into character.
Yeah, his dick is very method.
Oh, man.
You know who else's dick is Method? Method Man.
Thank you, Method Man.
Thank you, Method Man. We love your dick. Get to your Zoloto.
I played with some food tech this week.
Some food tech? Okay. Tell me about it.
So,
I'm all about the tech.
There's been a food stuff out there that's been popular for the last few years. It's by Totino's. They're called the Pizza Roll.
Pizza Roll?
Pizza Roll. Let me see your pizza roll. Like that song.
Like the song by the guy. Yeah.
And, so a couple of years back, they invented this, pizza stuff, and I was, like, heretical.
No, this isn't a real pizza.
It can't be a real pizza. It's just, I don't know. And instead, it's not a pizza, and you're not gonna get a real pizza slice out of it. But it has a delectable snack that's fun to attack with your tea. Oh, baby. This is a fun little treat.
So how does this compare to, like, a stromboli or a calzone?
Oh, shit. It's dippable.
Were you stromboled over?
It's dippable.
It is dip. That is something that a stromboli and a calzone has. That's their primary benefit.
I did not write any notes down or think of a bit surrounding pizza rolls. I just wanted to say I had pizza rolls recently, so good for me.
Yeah, those are pretty good. They're okay. Now, I think maybe next week we might have to try these pizza bagels out. I've been hearing a lot about them.
I did talk to my little brother about this, though. We were talking about
pizza bagels or pizza rolls?
Pizza rolls. Do you think you?
What did he think?
Do you think you could get like a little crust tube and then shove sauce and meat down it, and you could have a pizza bong, like a beer bong?
Oh shit, that might be good.
That might be good. Or you might.
What I thought you were about to say is, I was about to say, could you get like a tube and then jam it in the crust of another pizza, and then insert these pizza rolls in the crust of another pizza, so you'd have stuffed crust, but the stuffed crust was filled with pizza rolls, and it'd be kind of like a fractal pizza.
It's a meta pizza, not a metal pizza. It's not the evil metal version of a pizza.
Like a metal Sonic, no.
No.
I tried to eat a metal pizza once, and I just broke all my teeth.
You broke all your teeth. That's the gold pizza I was talking about earlier. Anyway,
yeah.
And he doesn't even remember it's from me. He thought he bought it from himself, because he doesn't want to.
No.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Pizza rolls, you know what? Slam them in your mouth sometime. Eat them while you're skateboarding, or don't. Put him in a tube of empty Go-Gurt. I don't think Go-Gurt really makes. Put him in a tube. They should put him in a tube like Go-Gurt.
They should put him in a tube, or like Mentos, maybe.
Mentos. Just plop him.
Yeah. They're the real fresh maker if you think about it. Just think about it. You're on a date. You're on a date. You're like, oh, my breath. It smells like whatever sort of garbage I was eating before. What do I want it to smell like? Do I want it to smell like some bullshit fruit candy? Pizza.
Imagine that restaurant that offers pizza rolls instead of after dinner mints.
Imagine you're on like a Hawaiian vacation. You're going back to your room after a long day of hanging on the beaches of Waikiki. You get in there, you drop your bags in the hotel room. What's that on your pillow?
A pirate's chest fill up like a pirate's treasure map, and it leads to a hidden chest filled with pizza rolls.
No, my original joke was that they were going to leave a pizza roll on your pillow like a mint. But that would also be cool.
That's happened to me before.
Okay. Where are you going? Is that the Holiday Inn or the
No, it was the old Pirate's Cove. I was staying in an old Pirate's Cove, fighting an evil zombie pirate. Not important. We have more important things to discuss.
Listen. If you want to hear about Russ's pirate adventures, you can listen to his other podcast. What's it called again?
what's it called again? It was called Rated R. It's on the Nerdist Network. I have Bette Mira and Chris Hardwick on a lot, and they talk about Doctor Who. It really cheeses me off. But...
Yeah. Hey, Chris Hardwick, Talking Dead. How about Talking Bad? Isn't that what he called his Breaking Bad show?
Talking Bad is the most accurate TV show title.
Yeah, that's the most accurate name. I love that. Didn't he have? I wasn't sure if it was actually called Talking Bad because that's the fucking best thing. Because that's what all of his shows should be called. Because he's bullshit.
Well, I'm on his podcast network, so Rated R.
Well, I can say these things. Russ can. At midnight.
This is why this
guy's
not my friend.
Yeah,
because he attacks me.
I'm attacking your employer,
I'm
not
your. Make it in Hollywood, buddy.
You're trying to get them connects.
How do you think I can afford these beach queens?
I don't. You're trying to scrounge them off of me. I don't know.
yours are all fucked up. It was a melted Ali Sink.
I told you. You ordered the Chrono Trigger one,
dude. We know that's a lie. I know you're just trying to back out. I know you have an Indiegogo campaign. Couldn't spring for Kickstarter.
No, give me a look. I've got an Indiegogo. I've got a Patreon. Please, please support my beach queen business. I need it in this time of trouble.
Time of trouble.
The beach queen industry is really tanking, and I'm trying to pull it up by myself.
Your big fat old bean bag that you're sitting on.
Filled with pizza rolls.
Filled with pizza rolls. And
it has a little hatch in it, and I just open them up and eat them. True. But then my chair deflates.
Combo so. Supreme or just pepperoni?
See, I didn't know that there were combo and supreme. I only thought there's pepperoni. No, I'm not up on that tech.
Yeah, you need to get into this tech. What do you think of little square pepperonis in, say, Pizza Pocket or...
To be honest, those little square pepperonis freak me out.
They don't feel right.
They don't, you know, what are they?
Do they make big square pepperoni logs?
That's what I'm wondering. Do they, like, get
a
brick of pepperoni?
Do they do that in Japan, like, with the square watermelons? Like, in Japan, do they?
I think that's what they do. They put a pepperoni inside of a box, and it grows and forms to the shape of a cube, and then they just get, like, one of those, like a cheese cutter or something, and they just kind of dice it up into a bunch of little tiny cubes.
Thank you, Japan. Great action.
Love your food tech.
Great
love
games.
Your food tech. Love your video games. Not so sure about these pepperoni tech. It's a little bit, I don't know. It's a little bit dicey.
I disagree with that one. But I mostly disagree with everything with that one. So I don't know.
More or less.
Speaking of disagreeing, you got some Sonic view news.
Not Sonic. Don't even talk about Sonic. He is a different guy. He is the Zone Cop version of Sonic.
If you were afraid you were out universe real quick, don't worry, you're okay.
No, we are not talking about Sonic.
We're not talking about Sonic.
No. Sonic, I heard Sonic was at that funeral in New York and he turned his back on Mayor de Blasio. I'm really ashamed of you,
dating
Sonic.
Dating my fucking podcast. We want these to be timeless.
I think Sonic exists in a zone that's 90 degrees perpendicular to ours. So he's timeless anyway, right?
Math is fucked up there.
Yeah, I don't think that actually works. I need to go check the math on that. That's actually what my thesis is.
My thesis was on the storytelling behind the Sonic Adventure anime, so, you know. And look where I am now. Fucking rich as fuck.
I thought you said you couldn't afford beach queens.
Well, heavily in debt, but my credit was good about 2 weeks ago before I made a big fat order on Beach Goose and I bankrupted myself.
You buy them in bulk, though, so you save a little bit.
Yeah, really in
bulk. Yeah. Wait, is the joke there that the Beach Queens are bulky, like they have big boobs, or
they got a lot of bulk.
Okay, I guess that's good. That's better than like non-bulky Beach Queens. You don't want to be some sort of pervert.
They got a big old bulk.
Okay. Anyway. What's our? I don't know where to go with that one. Are you tasting a Beach Queen right now, or?
I'm tasting a little bulk here, baby.
I honestly don't. There's no yes anding I can do to that, Russ. I can't do anything with that.
Speaking just... of in bulk, we got a bulk of shit this week.
We do. God fucking damn it! Just when I was feeling hopeful about, you know, the holidays, the human race, a time of giving and loving, just like Sonic would want. Sonic_Hedgehog had to ruin my fucking day, my fucking year.
Do you think 2015 they're going to get a little better? Do you think they're going to follow that promise they made on their Twitter?
Well, I'll tell you. So, on the December 22nd, they tweeted, "Need an evil cookie recipe? Dr. Eggman has you covered." And it's just a recipe.
No fucking cookies.
Yeah, for real. Are you fucking kidding me? He has robots. What do you think he's doing?
He's got real shit to do. Like, you know, that girth comes from eating real eggs, by the way. That's why he's so fat. It's because he eats raw eggs.
Yeah, it's fucked up. He doesn't use egg beaters or egg whites. So... anyway, and then after that one awful tweet, I was like, well, they can't get any worse than this. I was wrong. They created a series of e-cards. You know what your grandma posts on Facebook? E-cards? Yeah. So some holiday e-cards featuring Sonic Boom characters. You want to know what Eggman says? Please. May your holiday be spent Sonic-free in evil pajamas. What does that even fucking mean?
Well, yeah, who's gonna really, you know, that's like the guy saying racist shit on my Facebook page, or Facebook feed. Guess what? You're getting one of those for Christmas, cause, you don't deserve Sonic.
No, you don't. Styx, who shouldn't deserve her own e-card, or maybe she should because e-cards are garbage, says, "I always go to formal holiday parties, if by always you mean never. Wah wah, I get it."
Oh my god. Joke Setup is saying the word bulk over and over again.
Yeah, you say bulk and then smack your lips and act like you're, like, kissing a beach queen. That's comedy, folks.
Listen, you don't have a joke that takes 20 fucking minutes to explain.
Here's one. This one you might like. It's a picture of Amy holding her hammer. It says, "I have a trusty icebreaker I like to bring to parties."
You can't even make a joke about getting hammered at the holiday party. Come on.
Yeah, and this is the one that offends me the most. "May all of your holiday weight gain be muscles." And it's a picture of Knuckles putting his hands in his, like, a fist in his hand.
Hey, you know what Knuckles cares about a lot? And I've talked, I mean, big boy, oh my god. Muscular dystrophy. Shit. And, like, caring about who you are and, like, this CrossFit shit, hey, keep it in balance. Maybe?
Yeah. Knuckles is about, Knuckles has beautiful rippling muscles, but he's all about safety and knowing your limits when you're exercising.
Yeah. So, remember, and he doesn't agree that, like, Sega's sending out this message to young guys, like, you have to fit this body type or else you're a loser.
You gotta get them gains.
No. Guess what? I've never gotten them gains, and look at me.
Look at Sonic. He has a trim, athletic build. Yeah.
Nope.
Look at Sonic's build. It's trim, it's athletic. He doesn't need to bulk up like Knuckles. You don't have to.
I have not started a Patreon, though.
Yeah.
Sorry. This podcast, I make it a little too personal. You probably don't want to know about me and my podcast.
It gets a little bit political. It gets a little bit personal. It gets a little bit blue sometimes.
I always try to keep that to Quillhead's Talk Shop personally, our first segment, so I apologize. I know this should be a...
Well, before we get to the next bit, let me share the one tweet that Sonic_Hedgehog made that gave me a little bit of hope, just a tiny, tiny bit. It is an e-card of Sonic, and he says, "I just want to spread hope, peace, and chili dogs for all."
It's true, Sonic would say that.
Yeah, that's the only fucking thing they've ever said that was in character and on point with his brand.
You know, Sonic's going around. He's fucking busy. He's fast, but he's busy. And I'm sure, like, the one time they're like, "Here we go, an e-card." And it said something like, "I hope the Christmas season goes by fast so you don't gotta take grandma's fruitcake."
That's not something he would say. That's not something Sonic would say.
It's like, for the first time ever, he had time to sit down and stamp it, like, rejected. He doesn't even know this cartoon's out, you know?
No, but Sonic, I think if you asked him, like, "Sonic, a message to everybody for the holidays, what do you want them to know? And you would want to know, I stand for hope. I stand for peace. I stand for chili dogs. Those are the core tenets of his belief. And I'm glad.
Because these French fucks can barely understand English. Do you think instead of pizza, he would have said pizza, like a pizza?
Maybe. Maybe that's it. Because that would also fit with his brand, I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think that was the one sort of glimmer of hope. That was the Robotnik's mustache in their tweets. The sort of thing, like, somebody's doing something right there, and I'm willing to bet it's the same person that's been doing that makes his mustache and does Eggman's character design and has also wrote that one fucking tweet.
I don't know. You know what I saw this week?
What'd you see?
Sonic dog tags at Target.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This is some dark shit. Disrespecting our men in uniform. Come on.
Disrespecting our dogs, disrespecting our soldiers, disrespecting our soldier dogs.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. They were like $3 too, which is a little bit high if you ask me.
A little high for bullshit. Like, you can get like a minifig, like a little blind box toy for like $8.
You better pay me $3 to take these off your hands and throw them into the river.
Yeah, they have to pay me to get this out of the warehouse and throw, like into the river, like you said. There is a river out there full to the brim with Sonic dog tags, and little fishies are choking on this shit.
Because
these Sonic Boom people, they don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. Imagine like being a soldier in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever the hell we are now, and opening up a care package from your family, and then just seeing a bunch of Sonic dog tags.
What if one of them?
You'd give up.
What if you had one around your neck? These are the only Sonic dog tags we're probably ever gonna get.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Why can't I get one with, like, Sonic Adventure 1 or 2 Sonic?
I mean, like, and these brave heroes, they're like, I'm gonna die, and the last thing I want people to know about me is that I truly love Sonic.
I want my superior officer to take these Sonic Boom dog tags and show, and, like, give them to my wife after I die, and they'll drop them in her hand and say, why are his arms blue? And then she's gonna cry, and like, oh, my husband's dead too? Fuck!
He's like, well, who the fuck is Styx? Like, he's MIA.
Who the fuck is Styx? She's not canon?
He's gone for good? We don't know. It's the Unknown Soldier was not a Styx fan, I can tell you that.
No, he's a Froggy fan.
Yeah.
We know that much because that's all we found. We found his custom dog tag with Froggy on it.
He had to commission it off of Etsy.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Etsy doing God's work in a world that hates Sonic.
Yeah.
Or a company that at least hates Sonic. Sega.
Wait, Sega doesn't hate Sonic.
Well, whoever's running Sega, I'm assuming it's some evil goon, some monster man, and we need to go.
Do you say goon or gun, as in like the gun corporation?
Fucking god. Government conspiracy. Barry Obama.
Illuminati. Yo, Obongo.
Hey,
yo, Obungler.
If you take all of the tape off the feet on all the Sonic Boom characters and kind of mishmash it on Photoshop, triangle.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
I heard that the tape that's wrapped around their legs is really the Shroud of Turin.
Think about that, or the Dead Sea
Think
Scroll.
Think about that, Da Vinci Code.
Or the Dead Sea Scroll. You know,
whatever, Jesus had a son,
I'm just
but it was actually Styx.
One triangle you can trust, the pizza slice. Think about that.
Mm. That's the strongest shape in nature, we've already said this.
It's on our t-shirts.
We go to our Etsy store, we have t-shirts that say, strongest shape in nature, and it's just a big picture of a pizza.
Not a circular pizza, a pizza slice.
No, a pizza slice, a big slice out of a pizza.
I would not want circles to be the strongest shape in nature, because then it would be real tough getting a slice of it off. I'd have to eat the whole
Yeah,
pie.
You wouldn't be able to rip it apart. A circle's actually the weakest, I think, right?
Yeah.
It has to be, because it's so easy to just pull a slice off that za.
Mm, tasty. You're making me hungry, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hungry for this week, though?
You hungry for a toot?
I'm a little hungry for toot. Give me a toot here, buddy. I want to hear this guy out.
Okay, so this one is going to be an emotional journey. I just want you to get prepared. If you're not ready for this kind of stuff, it's a little bit grimdark, it's a little bit sad, it's moving, it's touching, I think.
Listen, if the kids are listening, put them to bed. Maybe this is a little too scary for them.
This is a little bit too mature. This is like when NPR talks something about some sort of horrible war crime on their radio, and they're like, hey kids, put you to bed. We need to... me and Jad Albumrod are going to talk about this for a little bit. I'm the Robert Krulwich, or whatever the hell that guy's name is.
First, they're going to play a beautiful soundscape, which you're going to play right now. We're going to bed, I don't know, dolphins barking or something, so...
We'll put it in the post. It's fine. So, my tude this week is Mellow B.
Mellow B. Sounds like sounds like a hip hop character, but I don't want to.
Can you tell me what Mellow B looks like? Just guessing.
Mellow B is some kind of like, is he an aquatic animal?
Well, he's a bee.
Oh.
So.
A relative of Charmy, I hear.
Best friend of Charmy.
Best friend. Aren't they all pretty much relatives in a beehive?
See, that's a little bit tricky. I don't know how Mobian bees work, but, I mean, Charmy's male, right?
Yeah.
So, presumably.
Maybe the Mellow Bee, is Mellow Bee a female?
No, looks male if, I'm guessing. I don't know what he presents as.
Listen, I don't want to gender anybody. It's 2014.
I don't want to gender this bee, but this Wikipedia entry does use male pronouns, so, presumably, Mellow Bee was a Mobian bee and the wild, fun-loving, adventure-seeking best friend of Charmy.
Oh my God.
They went on an adventure to a theme park, and he unknowingly overdosed on an addiction-causing drug known as Lemon Sundrop Dandelion. They went to the Happyland Amusement Park belonging to Renfield the Rodent.
I remember that. Didn't Walter White watch as he died and didn't save him?
Yeah, it was really fucked up. He was, like, choking on his vomit. While at the park, Mellow ate one of the chili dogs loaded with secret sauce, Downtown Ebony Hair, which, a little bit racial, Archie Comics.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little bit.
You know, I don't see it. I don't know.
I don't know. It kind of looks like a rabbit version of Al Jolson, so I really... It's a little bit weird. So, while at the park, Mellow ate one of the chili dogs loaded with the secret sauce Downtown Ebony Hair and Renfield were using on the food. The sauce contained an addictive element to get people to buy more, but it could be dangerous in large quantities, and Renfield was being irresponsible. He overdosed on the sauce, and after leaving the park, began to hallucinate. He was rushed to the hospital and rushed into surgery, but he succumbed to food poisoning. They said he was not the first one to succumb to the effects of the additive, but he was the first to die. Eventually, Charmy decided he was leaving the Chaotix after this event to accept his heritage as the Prince of Golden Hive Colony, and so returned to speak with Mellow's parents and have the funeral.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Archie gets dark, man.
Well, if you thought Breaking Bad was some good shit, let me introduce you to a thing called Archie Sonic Comics, because that is some fucked up shit.
Do you know what the image on this page is? It's Charmy throwing a flower under his grave. I'm not even kidding. There's a beautiful picture of him before he was dead, and I'll tell you what he looks like. He is a bee, he's got a red scarf, he's got a helmet, he's got some cool goggles, he's got gloves, and he's got some beautiful shoes that kind of look like Air Jordans, some sort of high tops.
Did Frank Miller write this? Like, are there any whores or prostitutes? I'm like...
He's not very muscular, so I'm assuming that Frank Miller didn't write this, because he doesn't have some sort of horrible art style. And he didn't say that many curse words, as far as I can tell.
Was there any weird political allusions that were, like, weirdly from what you would later say?
No, this isn't, like, a thinly veiled libertarian politics thing, like Frank Miller would generally do. This is a beautiful tale of a friendship, of an end to a friendship, and about how that can change a person.
This is some Dogma 95 shit. Like, look out, Lars von Trier. Like, that's... Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, geez. I tell ya. You said, I don't know about Archie Comics. I don't know how much material. I don't know if it's that great. I'm telling you, it's deep. You just gotta dig for it, man.
There's dark stuff there. You know, like any great comic, you're gonna... Listen, you have the Fantastic Four fighting Galactus, like big issues like that, but you also have ones where Spider-Man almost gets squished by something and comes back from the brink. And you have a cartoon character get murdered by drugs. So,
I mean, we talked about Dr. Quack last week stepping on a landmine and losing his eye. Remember that?
Oh, man, there's a lot of not human Mobian sadness in this fucking comic book.
Yeah, it mirrors the real world in many ways.
You know what?
I'm telling you.
The best art does.
Yeah, it's a reflection of the contemporary issues.
Now let's talk about what the worst art does.
So this week I watched Sonic Boom Episode 7, Double Doomsday.
No, this ain't no Lucky Number 7. This isn't even Lucky Number 11. Ugh.
Nope, not even that movie 7 with Brad Pitt. What's in the box? Yeah. It's a big old
turd.
What's
in the box? They open it up. What's in the box? It's a copy of Sonic Boom.
Yeah, and he just drops it on the ground. He's like, nope.
You can't.
That's actually how he embodied the cardinal sin, rage or wrath or whatever it was, because he just got real angry and fired his gun at this copy of Sonic Boom for the Wii U. Yeah.
Which is the sin. But it's not a sin if you were to kill the person who made Sonic Boom. Not sin.
No. I think God would be okay with that.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
No. Please, Dwayne. You're the only one that can act for us.
We smell what you're cooking, and what you're cooking is justice.
Yeah, please. Please, Dwayne.
Dwayne, please.
Do you think we can get him on our show?
Dwayne? I've been in contact with Vin Diesel, so I don't know. Maybe we could get them to fight, like, in that one Fast and Furious. Never seen one before, because I only believe there's one Fast, and that's Sonic the Hedgehog.
There's one Fast, and that's Sonic, and there's one Furious, and that's Knuckles. Yeah. So, yeah, come on.
And Tails drives a plane, not a car, so I'm assuming planes are a lot better than cars.
Yeah, he can turn it into, like, a land-based mode.
With
kind of
legs,
drive it.
For some weird reason. Yeah, he did drive a car.
He did turn it into a car
at
some point.
Easy, I love you, buddy. You're a great friend. Gonna say, Tails a better driver than you. Don't want to say anything more.
Yeah, he fights people with his plane, and probably his car, too. I don't know. What if Vin Diesel could turn his car into, like, a bipedal robot like Tails and Eggman?
Go see that movie. Go see one of
I go
movies.
See that.
I'd actually sit down and watch one of those.
Maybe for once in my life. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about this fucking nightmare of a show.
Yeah.
So the episode begins with them eating at a burger shop. Yeah. We don't get to know what Sonic's gonna put on his burger. I don't know. Eggman, chili, presumably. I don't know.
If they had half a fucking idea what they were riding.
Yeah, they would say, "Oh, can I get a burger with chili on it?" That's what he would say. But he didn't get
like, no, Sonic doesn't need fried eggs.
Can I get tofu? No.
Is this turkey? Sure, Sonic. Why not? Who's writing this garbage?
Yeah, sure. Fuck. You're not even Sonic anymore. Sonic Boom Sonic. Fuck. Didn't we say Sonic Boom Sonic was John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yeah, or something like that.
Fuck, I don't know. Our canon's getting real fucked up.
It's getting blasted out of a cannon, a butt cannon.
Fuck. Yeah, this is a big fart out of a butt cannon.
It's a big old
anyway. Anyway, so Eggman cuts in front of Sonic at a burger shop. He says, apropos of nothing, you just gotta flash the stash, and it zooms in on his face while he strokes his beautiful mustache.
It's porn for you kids. That's like porn for Alan, but past that, like...
Oh, we'll get into real-life porn later in the episode. Okay. Eggman does a weird victory dance to techno music. Again, I don't know what you're doing here.
At this point, you may just be listening like a 4chan thread, and I don't really know what's happening.
No, I don't know. There's a feels guy and a frog that makes a face. Yeah.
What if Feels Guy was a character in Sonic Boom?
He's me while I'm watching it, because that's the face I'm making.
That feel with no good show.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay. The pimply teen Dave behind the cash register is a big Eggman fan and becomes his intern. The robots... Yeah, there's a pimply teen...
About Liquid Honey Overdrive or whatever it was called? What was the
Sunlight Yellow Overdrive? No.
Yeah, Sunlight Yellow Murder Drug.
God, how good would it be if Jonathan Joestar just came in here and just punched the hell out of everybody?
Oh man. Did you hear Mellow B was killed by a Joestar?
I heard it was Dio.
It's Dio. It was me. Dio, like that other meme. This is a very
like the memes.
Episode.
We're very meme-centric. Hey, you know, did you hear Iggy Azalea's freestyle? It was just her reciting the script of the Sonic Boom episode.
Oh, wait, I thought they based the Sonic Boom episode off of this. They were like, oh, this is so good. Oh, yeah,
fuck.
This is good. This is good shit.
This is good. Fancy. I love it.
Fancy. Fancy's my favorite rap song, said person who had never heard Pumpkin Hill Soup before, because they don't fuck about Sonic.
Yeah, you never heard Hunted P? Or you never heard that guy on the Sonic Adventure 1 that does the Unknown For Me, the Knuckles theme song?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like DMX, like a little bit.
A little.
You know what I'm talking about?
Just enough.
Because they had two songs that are called Unknown For Me, that's Knuckles themes in Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, but they changed the rapper in both of them, and then the second one, it's Hunted P, but in the first one, it's this guy that sounds eerily like DMX. I don't really know if it's him or not. It's a little bit weird. Anyway.
Let's wrap this up, Alan. Or get
it. I haven't even started. I haven't even started. This is the first minute of the show. What are you talking about? God damn. Okay. So Dave loves Eggman. He wants to be his intern. Eggman takes him on as an intern. The robots immediately hate this fuck, as they should. At some point, one of the robots says, because Dave is sucking up to Eggman, being like a real brown noser, one of the robots says, and I quote, "He does more sucking up than my cousin Suzanne." Comedic time, like a beat, like a comedic beat, and she's a vacuum. What the fuck are you doing? Is this a show for children?
Oh my god.
You're making fellatio jokes on my show.
You're playing a lot of Seaman instead of playing a lot of Sonic Adventure.
Perverts. Yeah. A minute after this fucking horrific scene, implying that, like, there's a robot giving blowjobs up there, the robot's dead body, leaking oil, is found, falls out of a ceiling tile in Eggman's base.
Oh my god.
I'm not fucking kidding here, Russ. This is a thing that happened in the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Then the other robot screams in terror. They cut to Tails, who is using some sort of weird gadget to make the toilet water in his toilet spin the opposite direction. I know, it's beautifully rendered toilet water, I'll give them that much.
Their water tech's on point. Listen,
their water tech's on, it's like made in CryEngine 3 or something. It's beautiful.
That Finding Nemo is good, this toilet. It's funny that the best thing they've ever animated was a toilet, and it's water.
Yeah, it's really symbolic, huh?
Yeah. They really understood the intricacies of a toilet, because that's where they live.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Then they cut back to Eggman's base. Dave is working on some sort of doomsday machine. He takes a power supply from Eggman's doomsday machine and puts it in his pants. Eggman says he doesn't have pants, but then he says, "Well, why do I have these pockets? I don't know what's going on here." Did he shove a power supply up his butt? I don't get it. Another bullet point that I have on the list, because I kind of lost the plot at this point. And I was just like in a fetal position. Eggman owns a panini press, and he's making paninis at some point. Dave makes his own doomsday machine in Eggman's bathroom. Eggman turns on his own doomsday machine. It's a real Cold War situation. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Sonic and Tails have to team up with Eggman and Dave to do some sort of weird polarity-canceling bullshit so their doomsday machines cancel each other out somehow. It's weird. Eggman has weird peanut butter and jelly opinions. This is what pissed me off the most, I think.
Oh my god. I'm right here fuming.
This is already the most upsetting episode we've talked about, I think.
It sure is.
And here's where it gets really messed up. Sonic, make me a sandwich. Cause he's like helping him out with his machine. And he makes him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And Sonic, being the normal human being, even this twisted form that he exists within Sonic Boom, he puts jelly on one piece of bread and peanut butter on the other. Eggman, like, knocks it in his face and says, "You're supposed to put peanut butter on both pieces of bread." What does that even mean? How do you do that? How are you putting the jelly on it?
A lot of fucked up shit, but he's not a weirdo.
This is fucked up. What are you talking about? How do you do this? Is he going to dirty his knife? So what you're telling me is that Eggman would get two pieces of bread, he would put peanut butter on both, he would take his still dirty knife, jam it in a jar of jelly, and then wipe that over, like, one of the other slices, or both slices? I don't know what he's doing.
Alan, you're 10 years old again. You're playing Sonic Adventure 2 for, what, the 8th time? You're speeding down you're speeding down, running away from all sorts of trucks and monsters and such. And then one of these gun robots looks you in the eye and says, "Hey, my sister fucked somebody. Like, she was in a porno." And then you fought Dr. Eggman.
She gave him a BJ.
Gave him a big blowjob. And then Dr. Eggman said to you, like, "Hey, I have a lot of weird opinions about hamburgers."
Sandwiches. I have a panini press in my evil lair. And also, you're making peanut butter and jelly the wrong way. That would kill me if I was a kid and I saw that.
Like, George Lucas filled the original Star Wars with, like, trade discussions. That's a little... It's a little satire. That's what he did to the other movies. But
you know what? This Sonic Boom is a lot like sand in that it gets on my nerves, and I don't like it. It's bad.
It's rough and coarse.
It's rough and coarse, and it gets on my butt or whatever. I don't like it.
Chill out.
Chill out, Padme.
I think Sonic Boom is the prequels of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, and Styx is Jar Jar.
This is weirdly more apt than I would have ever expected.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
It's fucked up.
God damn it. I'm really pissed now.
Padme's dumb hair from the first Star Wars is the same as tape on Sonic's leg. Blue arms might as well be midichlorians.
Blue arms are midichlorians. Yes, that's right.
It's another one of our t-shirts. T-shirts.
Yeah, our t-shirts says our t-shorts. We have shorts that are made out of t-shirt material. They're not very good shorts, really.
Really terrible shorts.
No, what we did is we just got a t-shirt. We turned it upside down. We sewed the neck hole shut, and you just put your legs through the armholes, and you just gotta have this like dangling neck hole.
Was I the one who was supposed to tie it shut? Sew it shut because
Explain how I got how I got thrown in jail for indecent exposure. Because my neck hole, my shorts wasn't.
I thought it was
because
you were wearing like a. You were wearing shorts. John Cena fan.
No, I'm not. John Cena? No. Fuck, you know, John Cena wears shorts underneath his shorts. He wears, like, compression shorts.
He wears.
Do you know that?
He wears t-shirts. He does.
Yeah, he was one of the first people that bought our t-shirts. He has one that says Blue Arms are the new midichlorians. And he has it on underneath of his jorts. You could see it if you were watching Monday Night Raw this week.
I did not.
Yeah, we should have tuned in. He was there. Yeah. He pointed in the audience and he says, "You can't see me, Eggman."
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't people hate Raw?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know.
Shit. We have to get Dwayne on here to tell us about this.
Dwayne, we need you here again, buddy. Get out of France. You're not going to catch him. Let's face it.
You're not going to catch him. Come on. Come back here to America.
They stole Sonic's magic. They stole the Sonic brand. They're using the magic of Sonic to run fast. And out. You know? And it's evil, and you can't stop them, but we're going to have to think smarter than that. We got to do some JoJo shit.
You're going to have to outwit them with some sort of crazy, elaborate scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sonic anyway, Boom next... Reveal.
Wait, that's what over would you with. Rate it? Give me a rating.
I mean, last week I gave it like a 0.1 out of 10?
Yeah.
So less than that.
Less than that.
You're
going to have to get your calculators, kids, if you want to see how Alan feels about it.
You're going to have to, yeah. You might have to use like some, I don't know what kind of floating point you're going to have to use for this. It's going to be some real high precision shit.
Ooh, boy.
I think maybe a 0.01. How about that? Because I liked it about 10 times less than last
don't
week's
call
episode.
Neil deGrasse Tyson to calculate it out for you nerds. These guys are bullshit.
God, did you see that? Do you see that bullshit he did on Christmas? He's like 300 or like on this day, a very good scientist was born, Dr. Eggman. Happy birthday!
I don't think hedgehogs could run that fast. Fuck off!
I did the math. Fuck off!
Share
you have to believe.
Post about what I think about Echo the Dolphin. He can't. You can't be under.
I'm gonna do some memes with George Takei.
Hey, George Takei. It was in a show that nobody cared about until they put data in it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck off. Get out of here.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Why don't you go eat some Tyson chicken? That's all you're good for.
Yeah, get some. That was slightly racial, okay, Russ?
What? Fine. Oh, I was talking more about chicken breasts. Like the raw chicken breasts. I forgot the.
Okay, not. Strips. Yeah, okay, fine.
Listen, I eat. Raw chicken breast, because I'm trying to get those gains.
You're trying to get those gains.
I don't see race anymore. I just see hedgehogs.
You see blue. I only see one color, and that's blue.
Oh my god, I can't believe. Well, anyway, Neil deGrasse Tyson, you're great. You're not a great scientist. I don't know. Alan's got me all.
No. I said he wasn't. I said he wasn't in the first episode.
Nobody listens to this. Come on.
No. This is fine. Neil deGrasse Tyson's not going to get me.
Speaking of not going to get us. Tattoo.
Questions.
Tattoo.
Anyway. Questions.
This is where the live act, the tattoo live act would start. You know the Russian
tattoo, the Russian pop band.
They're not going to get us. That was one of their songs. It was about Sonic.
See, I always get them confused with a guy from Fantasy Island.
PH Fantasy
short guy.
Island or F Fantasy.
No, I'm talking about the little short guy.
Oh.
Or is that Fire Island? Or is Fire Island the gay one? I get mixed up.
Fire Island. Fire Island was wasn't that a Zelda dungeon?
I think so. Whatever.
Shout out
anyway.
To Zelda, the princess.
You're not.
And
you're
the
not
main
quite
character of the game. He's Zelda.
Remember that one time that there was that DLC where Sonic put on like a Zelda costume or a Link costume?
Yeah, no, a Zelda costume. The character.
A Zelda costume. Yeah, the character Zelda.
Zelda.
It's Zelda.
The Legend of Zeldor.
It's Zeldor. He puts on the hats and he gets the swordums.
Yeah.
Anyway, questions from our fans. We got a lot of them.
Ugh, too many this week. We're gonna have to cut.
Too many questions. We're gonna have to cut it down. We're gonna have to trim it down. We're running a little bit long this week, like always.
Yeah. So we can't talk about the big issues. We can't talk about what's, you know, unsettling this country. It probably we'd fix it.
We're trying to keep it light for the holidays.
It's something to do with the cure for cancer, but you know what?
It's fine. It's fine. We're trying to keep it light. It's holidays. You don't need to hear this.
Keep it light.
Yeah. Okay, so, you want to read our first question,
yeah,
Russ?
Of course. If y'all have had it, what are your opinions on the pretzel pizza from Little Caesars, asks our friend Deuter McBroham.
Yeah. Now, Russ, I know you've had it. I haven't had it yet.
I've had it before.
Yeah.
It's salty as fuck.
That's kind of like the pizzas like in general.
It's like an old sailor telling you an old tale from the...
Like an old seaman?
Like an old seaman. From an old ship that's probably wooden, like it kind of tastes like that, like an old jaunty.
Kind of tastes like Leonard Nimoy.
Seas and adventure.
Yeah.
No, Leonard Nimoy is a little too Hollywood for this. This is a man who the salt of the sea wind would bash across his face. So if you're
didn't Ernest Hemingway write a story about this?
Yeah, he did.
He wrote a story about this pizza. They got him to write it. It was a cross-platform multimedia pizza campaign.
It was a pizza pizza campaign.
Pizza pizza, yeah.
It did a pizza pizza campaign, and you're not allowed to actually call. It's like a, you know how late, Pringles aren't technically chips?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to call Little Caesars pizza pizza.
Because it's not really pizza. Yeah. You have to say it twice.
The Little Caesar, who's not, you know, the real Caesar in cartoon.
No.
He's a cartoon kid.
No. Yeah.
You know, he said pizza back in the 70s and got sued because it's not real pizza.
Yeah, their original thing was just him hitting his stupid stick against the ground saying pizza once. And they're like, nah, this isn't pizza.
Yeah, they got
sued. The Domino's people took him to court.
Took him to court. But,
technically, when you get things at Pizza Hut, it's not actually pizza either.
No, that's...
The I in their name is actually a upside down exclamation mark.
Yeah. Yes, like when you're writing Spanish.
Yes, it's very... Yeah, their headquarters is in Belize.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do it for tax purposes and also so they can use that.
Yeah, and they're also trying to rise an ancient blood god using their dark pizza. So that's not... That's sacrificed blood instead of robust sauce. Just saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, and I assume the cheese sauce is actually made from ground up plankton. I don't think it's...
So wait, it has cheese. So what kind of... So what exactly is on this pretzel loadout? It has the pretzel crust,
it's
obviously.
It's got pretzel crust, and then it's got, like, Velveeta cheese that I think is actually crusted plankton. Yeah, it's like Velveeta cheese.
Is this sentient plankton? Does it have a stand? Is this Foo Fighters that we're eating?
It's not Foo Fighters. No, it is a... it's like Marmite or Vegemite or something. I couldn't tell you which.
What the fuck?
It's weird cheese.
What the hell's Marmite? Okay.
And then they
first of all, what the hell are they doing with Marmite on an American pizza?
I don't know. And then they have
disgusting.
And then they have regular cheese over the other cheese, so it's like I don't know.
So they got their mozzarella or whatever, and then they got this like sort of like artificial like.
I'd say it's more like some sort of plastic mold or something. I'm not sure what.
Like you know, like in TV, whenever they need like fake snow, they just got like plastic shavings and stuff, and they just kind of throw them up in the air. The Little Caesars people go and find all these Hollywood studios. They buy this in bulk. They just pour it on top of their pizza and they hit it with like a hair dryer and melt it.
I thought I was the Hollywood. It's like.
Yeah. I got the connects in Hollywood.
He's got the big scoops. You know, if you want your screenplay out there, hit up this guy, not me. I'm in debt. I spent a lot of money on a lot of dumb garbage, and there's not a lot of good gigs coming my way. So
now find me at your local Domino's. I'm sitting in the lobby with my MacBook,
wearing shades.
I'm sitting wearing shades. I've got a leather jacket on. I'm probably talking on the phone with Spielberg,
Jeremy Spielberg. And, no relation.
Jeremy Spielberg. Yeah. He's my attorney.
I heard you're making a movie based off of Domino's Pizza.
Yeah, it's called Domino's Goes, the movie.
Wait. It's copyrighted. It's on our t-shirts. Are you telling me we sold out? We're corporate. I said we're the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast.
Well, this is an indie film. I'm putting it on the indie circuit. So it's going to be at Sundance.
Kevin Smith's... You helping us out on this?
No, not Kevin Smith. That jorded fuck. I hate him.
You're fine with Cena, but not with... Okay.
No. Cena wears normal-sized jorts that fit and go to his knees like a normal human being. Kevin Smith wears these horrific Junko jorts, and I don't know what he's doing.
Junko.
Yeah. Junko? More like, that sounds oddly like Junsuno?
Which is
I think that's copyright infringement, if you ask me.
Kevin Smith, where yeah, after yeah. Fatso? I'm sorry. I brought Wade into it. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tusk, that sounds a lot like a Fleetwood Mac song, yeah. I know.
There's a character out there named, you ever heard of him called Sam Fisher? He's a narwhal? Or no, he's a walrus? He's gonna
Sam Fisher? Wait, you say Sam Fisher?
Yeah, Sam Fisher, the Sonic Archie character.
I thought you meant the Splinter Cell guy.
No, there is actually a walrus named Sam Fisher.
Oh, yeah. That's really fucked up. Tom Clancy. What the fuck are you doing, Tom Clancy?
Tom Clancy, stop stealing from Archie. Breaking Bad, stop
Splinter Cell,
Archie.
more like a thorn in my side. Yeah. What are you doing here? You're ruining the Sonic brand, Tom Clancy.
Yeah, more like
that's the joke I already made, yeah.
It's a cell that was cloned from Archie Comics.
Yeah.
Lifted right out of Jughead's pocket.
I think it was really fucked up that one time that Sam Fisher, like, shot Jughead in the face. He's like, I'm using my fourth freedom, and they, like, shot Jughead in the face.
And then his face reformed into a hamburger, and that's where the king of McDonald's land came from. That's Jughead.
So wait, are you telling me that Tom Clancy created the McDonald's land characters too?
Yeah.
What's the Grimace then?
The Grimace is actually,
Betty and Veronica got trapped in some sort of horrific lab accident, and their flesh fused together, and they formed the Grimace.
That's why I'm so intensely erotically aroused by the Grimace.
By the Grimace.
Makes sense now.
Yeah, and Archie fell in a vat of chemicals, and his skin
Ronald
got turned
McDonald.
Bleach white. And became Ronald McDonald,
oh
exactly.
God. Jesus Christ.
and Kevin Keller, the beautiful... Hero, the gay character of the Archieverse, he became the Hamburglar, and he's fighting against evil Archie Ronald McDonald's tyrannical rule over the Burgerland Kingdom. So that's how Tom Clancy created it. I don't know what the McDonald's is using it for their purposes, but
it might be,
that was the original story.
J.J. Abrams started directing the movie, it might be non-canon at this point. I'm not exactly
sure. Yeah, I really don't know. There's a lot of lens flare on there. I can't really see Grimace's... I can't really see Grimace in detail to tell if it's a fusion of Betty and Veronica. It's a little bit... It's up in the air. I don't really know.
The next question comes from our old friend Ravi Patel. Who would win in a fight, Sonic, Bubsy, Gix, or Seaman?
So Sonic. Obviously Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic.
Yeah, okay. But maybe we can have a little bit of discussion about who would win between the other three. What's the ranking here?
I'm going to say Gix comes out number one without, you know, he might lose his tail.
Maybe number two. Beneath Sonic. Right beneath Sonic would be Gix.
Yeah.
I think. Because I think at least in one level, Gix did use a gun.
Gix did fucking kill a person. That was a surprisingly brutal part of the game.
It was, aside from, like, the blatant, like, sexual innuendo in the game, and, like, references to, like, Cheech and Chong and, like, the Grateful Dead and stuff. Because I remember... I played a lot of Gix as a kid, because I also had a PlayStation, which I just used to, like, check out the competition for Sega.
Of course.
Because... Yeah, of course. But I played that, and I remember in one... What's the name of the guy from the Grateful Dead,
Jerry Garcia.
I remember, and there's one level where you're in, like, a cartoon world, which is, like, this Warner Bros.-style world, and Gix, in his weird Dana Carvey voice, is like, oh, don't drink the water at Jerry Garcia's house. I'm like, that's not really a joke. Also, why is this in my game?
What's happening here? Dad?
And I had to ask, I asked my dad, who's Jerry Garcia?
You look behind the computer screen, and it was actually your dad just talking, pretending to be dialogue.
It was my dad giving me his hot jokes. He was reading me his tweet drafts.
He was hitting his tweet drafts, his late night packet.
Yeah. He's like, hit up my 5-star, son.
Blow up my 5-star. I gotta be the next
blowed up.
Man. Your dad, okay. Rob Delaney.
My dad is Rob Delaney. God. Hey, why don't you wax your body, Rob Delaney? You're a real hairy guy. You're like a Seth Rogen up in here. What are you doing? Yeah.
Steel ball.
Okay, so we got Sonic, we got Gix, now Bubsy or Seaman?
Probably Bubsy.
See, I'm not really sure. I'm not up on Bubsy.
Bubsy's actually not a real character or a video game. He's just a myth.
He's not...
I looked this up on Snopes.com. He's not real. Like, if somebody tells you that Bubsy is real, it's just a big old goof. They're just having a laugh at you.
Yeah, he's a meme.
Don't be a
he's
dick.
He doesn't really exist.
Don't be a dick about it. Just let your friends have some fun.
So it's Sonic, Gex, Seaman, because he actually exists, and then Bubsy's not real, so he's not in the competition.
So, I guess, the real winner is you and me. You know why?
Because Sonic always wins, great and if podcast. He wins, we win. Great podcast.
Great podcast. Great content. Oh my god.
We produced a lot of content this week.
You know, a lot of people told me that we skimped on the content last week. Well, fuck off.
Fuck off. This is jam-packed.
You know what? I'm so tired of people saying we're not producing enough content.
This is a big deep dish pizza content. You'll need a fork. Slice. Like,
get your fork out and start poking your iPod screen.
Yeah. Don't do that, though.
Don't do that. It's gross.
Don't do that, though. Yeah, don't do that.
Especially if it's a fork that's pre-used.
Yeah, you don't want to get any, like, sauce on there. That's bad for the screen.
I know you've been eating that stromboli.
Yeah. Lasagna? What do you think? Where do you stand on lasagna in relation to pizza? I think it's fucked up.
I really like lasagna. Shout out to Garfield.
I don't shout out that fuck. I hate his guts.
Garfield was... All right, dude. I've talked with him before. Some of the Scientology shit's weird. I don't care. Nice guy. Gives to charity.
I mean, if you say so.
He's a sweet guy. He not.
Why does he hate Mondays so much?
You listen. He hates racism.
What does that have to do with Mondays?
Mondays may be a racist term. I don't want people to wonder.
No, it actually is. I think because I remember this being an episode of another podcast. They talked about this shit.
Yeah.
So is Garfield racist now?
Garfield isn't racist because he hates the term Mondays. And
he hates the term Mondays. Okay. Shit, then we got really listen, racial in this episode.
Stuff is weird. There's a lot of weird stuff out there. We just want you to remember that Sonic loves us all equally.
And he does.
That doesn't mean that we should, you know, pity just, you know, everybody. There are people out there who need help more than others.
Sonic Boom developers, looking at you.
Talking to you.
Big red button.
Big red button. You should...
More like a big red butt of a baboon.
Yeah, there's a big red button in that studio and it's self-destruct. You should press it. Just saying.
There's one guy, and there's at the very end of the day, the last employee that leaves, he just hovers his hand over that button, and just
can't bring himself.
He just sighs and says, "Not today." And he turns off the lights and walks outside and just drinks himself to sleep.
True father, I'm just saying.
Maybe not the guy who was telling me these weird jokes while playing Gex.
That's his sort of dad, right?
That was actually Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey's your current dad?
Maybe he has that weird hair. And he's always doing a church lady voice.
Is he always talking about how the master of disguise is better than you think it is?
Yeah, he's always doing a weird turtle impression. And I don't mean turtle from Entourage. Entourage 2015, baby.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so ready for that.
Yeah. You know who the original Entourage is, though? Sonic, Knuckles, Tails.
Maybe.
Think
Amy.
About it.
I don't know. No girls maybe. Allowed. Boys only.
No. Marky Mark didn't want any girls in the Entourage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Sonic lived in L.A. and was banging all sorts of beautiful babes? That's a show I'd watch. Just
saying. That is a show I'd watch. It'd be like Californication, except it'd be Calisonication.
I hate that show, just on the name alone. Isn't there... There is no name skeevier than that, besides Sonic.
No, it's like a show like David Duchovny's like, I want to make a show where I just fuck people all the time. You know how I had that show where I investigated mysteries and everybody loved it? How about I just, like, fuck, and you get to see my dick in every episode?
Yeah.
That's the whole show.
Maybe the show really is like an X-Files episode where he's trying to solve the mystery of what happened to him in his career.
Yeah, by fucking people and figuring out and, like, asking them questions. Anyway. Yeah.
So I think...
What if he only fucked X-Files Monsters of the Week in that episode? Like, he's fucking, like, the Fluke Man.
What if that like, was the elevator pitch? X-Files
like,
meets fucking a monster every week.
Yeah, that's what, like, he does that, and then, like, Scully, like, walks in, like, stands in the doorway and just, like, rolls her eyes and, like, gives, like, a disgusted sigh.
They actually brought Eureka's Campus Life people on to draw storyboards.
You see, the thing is that that David Duchovny is a Mayo fanatic, and he can have sex with all these horrible monsters as long as he just pours mayo all over
My
him.
Plug is to a little manga called Eureka's Campus Life. Good shit.
Also known as Yuri-Cam.
No, that's some dope. That is a manga that has some good game. So check that out.
Yeah. I always want my. Here's a joke that I've made before, and I really want to make it a reality. Is to take the Cameron song Kill a Cam, and then just dub over somebody saying Yuri Cam over and over again into it. I want to make that a reality, but I don't know how to. Kickstart it, please.
Sorry, after his fucked up other Kickstarters.
Yeah, my 10 other ones in my Patreon. Yeah.
Alan, you got any plugs this week?
Just my Twitter again. I guess we'll just do Twitters. I'm at Action Alan.
At Action Alan. At Piss Goblin. It's been a good week.
It's been a good week. Good we had a lot of discussions, a lot of content. Bonus, got weirdly racial at some point, but we...
Only because Alan made it so. Just to make me
feel... Yeah, more or less.
Come on.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to plug Tyson Chicken this week. Great chicken product.
You know, I actually did eat Tyson Chicken for... The reason why I was thinking that is because I had some frozen chicken strips for lunch. So that's where I'm immediately my mind went upstairs to my freezer, and I like viewed those like astral projected up there. I'm like Tyson chicken strips, and that's where my mind immediately went to. So I was an out of body experience where I was just eating those.
If you're wondering where Alan's mind is dazing off into, you know, just his freezer.
Yeah, it's my freezer, and I'm looking at my beautiful Red Baron Special Supreme pizza in there.
The special one that you're gonna save for when you kill the man who killed your father. I don't know. The canon's all
whatever. Over. We don't know what the canon is. We're going to have to straighten this out.
What is Zonic doing right now?
What the hell is Zonic doing? He's standing on my wall because he's 90 degrees.
Thank you for enjoying 80 minutes of this, by the way.
Yeah. You like this show? This is pretty good.
I love the concept. There's somebody out there who made it. God bless
you. Yeah, it's somebody out here. Ravi, it's you. We know it. Just tell us already. Fuck.
Love you in bulk, baby.
Bulk, yeah. God damn it. That was a shitty bit.
What? No. Okay, we'll just remember every time after that bit we should...
We're just going to cut everything after that bit and it's going to be like a 40-minute podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, we should... What should we do, Alan?
I think we should...
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Hey, everybody. It's Russ Walsh. Editor's note, the walrus's name isn't actually Sam Fisher. I think that's a joke or some kind of meme I picked up on, because his name is actually Rotor the Walrus, but Archie, out of my jurisdiction, that's up Alan's alley, so it's his fault. Alan, if you're listening to this, I'm not hating, but you've been mean to me lately. And you know, I think I deserve a minute to myself. And I just want to say real quick, you know, you can't always blame me. But thanks for listening to 120 minutes of a podcast about pizza and Sonic. And thank you for listening to the part where I apologize. Good night.